Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday. We got to visit with this guy a little over a week ago at Nissan Stadium when the Vols were here for the Music City Bowl. We say hello now to the voice of the Volunteers and longtime voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, who joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. Chase and Big Joe, it is good to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. 26 years ago, hard to believe, you were sitting at your spot at Nissan Stadium after an amazing year by the Titans. They're playing the Bills in wild card weekend and find themselves in need of a miracle, as you put it on the broadcast. And the rest, as they say, is history, as Kevin Dyson took it to the house and the Titans win the game. When you were in that moment, how much of the actual moment do you remember, and how much of it is listening to it over again or seeing it on television?
You know, it's a really good question, Chase, because you get into situations where after a period of time, it becomes almost a memory of a memory because you've heard certain things. Fortunately for me, though, I remember everything about what we were doing at that time. I remember everything about that day. I can remember looking out the window of the booth, and I can remember the aftermath. I can remember Pat Ryan being ready to choke me because I suggested on the air that the play would be reviewed. And it was almost like Pat thought I was giving them a hint to review it. That I was telling you guys should review, you know, like I was making a suggestion, because as you guys will remember, review was new.
Yeah.
So all of that, you know, we knew that was going to happen, and I sort of knew what the rules of review were, so I knew that would happen. I remember the longest 2 to 3 minutes of my entire life, you know, kind of waiting to see what would happen, and then I just remember so vividly. You know the ruling on the field stands and the pandemonium and what stands out to me the most and why it is my most consequential sports memory and probably for a lot of people was just the incredible overall reaction that people had. I've never seen another moment like it in sports where I've seen people just almost fall out with joy.
Yeah,
it was just so special, and it's all very vivid to me still in that way. Probably a lot more so than the call. The moment is still very vivid in my memory in that way.
We've also decided since we can't play it because you know it's Titans radio. Can you just reenact it? We'll have Joe be Pat Ryan.
Sure. Absolutely. For $25.
Well, there you go. We could make.
You know what I got paid for that?
What's that?
$50.
Really?
At that time, true story, at that time, the NFL paid broadcasters $50 per call for the different things that they would use for films because there was inside the NFL, remember? Len Dawson,
yeah.
Nick Bonacani. And then they used all these highlights, and it was a really good deal if you made the playoffs. If you made the Super Bowl, it was fantastic because it ended up being a nice check in the spring that you could use for family vacation or to paint the house or whatever. It was great, but got paid $50 for that call. Just like a quarterback sack or a normal touchdown or a great catch over the middle or, you know, whatever, $50.
One of my favorite parts of the whole sequence is, I, as a Titans fan and at the time, you know, a kid that.
How
absolutely,
old were you?
So I was 12.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I was 12 and I was at my dad's and we were sitting in the living room watching it and. I think we actually had, because we like to do that, I think we had your call on the radio and then we're
nice.
On the TV as well. But I will never forget, do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. And that was just the setup for that, that if in live in the moment, you know, obviously you knew what was on the line, But to just hear that even so now, 26 years later, was just like it tells the story so perfectly.
Yeah, hokey, right? I mean, just totally hokey. Just completely over the top. I mean, when I think about that, I just think about the dumb luck of all of that, of the whole thing. I mean, I'm this young broadcaster. I'm not very good. I've gotten this major opportunity. I get to call a playoff game. I say that right beforehand. In a strange way, I get the play right, which there were so many plays that year I didn't get right. And the other three broadcasts end up with it, you know, more screwed up than mine was. And so they end up using my call. And, I mean, how lucky was I? I mean, that's if you don't believe in the good Lord taking care of you, I mean, that's a tremendous example because it kept me in a job for 25 more years. So I was, to this day, I'm phenomenally thankful that all of that worked out. And I mean, it was nothing more than just good luck and the opportunity to be at the right place at the right time. And so special for me to understand, I mean, to hear you were 12, I mean, that means so much to me because I think about the moments where I was 12 and sports impact, like I was 12 during the 80 Olympics when the Winter Olympics, when the hockey team beat the Russians. And that was a profound moment in my life. And I don't know anything about hockey. I didn't know anything about hockey at the time. Most Americans didn't. But, you know, it was a profound moment in my life. And that's really neat to hear that. That means a lot.
The great Mike Heath is on with the Chase and Big Joe Show. You know, Mike, that four-game run, Bills, Colts, Jags, Super Bowl, that's about as perfect as it gets for a radio broadcaster, yeah. I would think.
Best 22 days of my life. I mean, the whole thing. So to even take it back further, you'll remember this, Joe. We played Pittsburgh on Sunday to end the regular season. We're waiting to see if Jacksonville might lose, because if they lose, we win the division. They don't. It's a 72-degree day in Pittsburgh, and we've just gone through Y2K and all that. We had to go to Pittsburgh a day early because the league was worried what might happen to the airlines with Y2K. So we've had this whole weird thing happen.
Right.
We win this game. We come back. We're going to play Buffalo. The game's going to be on Saturday. We find out on Monday that the owner, Ralph Wilson, is making Wade Phillips start Rob Johnson instead of the guy who'd been the starter all year, Doug Flutie, which was bizarre. I actually ended up telling Jeff Fisher that because I was listening to Wade Phillips' press conference, and I went down to Jeff Fisher's office, and he was walking into his press conference, and I said, "What'd you think about the Doug Flutie thing?" He goes, "What are you talking about?" And so I said, "Oh, I was just listening to Wade's press conference. They're going to start Rob Johnson." Well, I mean, so that's bizarre. So we go to play this game on Saturday, and it's cold and it's rainy. During the course of the week, too, remember, we don't know if we're going to sell that game out because the sellout streak had gone on through the regular season, but we had to sell basically all the tickets that week. And at that time, this was not an automatic. And so we sell out, the game happens, the Music City Miracle happens, we think we're going to go to Indianapolis, and you know, we're going to lose, right? Because you never win after something like the Miracle happens. Well, so we go there, and there are 1,000 people in the hotel waiting on us. It's crazy. We beat Indianapolis, we're on the plane back, they tell us there are 10,000 people waiting inside Nashville Airport. Crazy, because at that time, this was pre-9/11, you could go to the gate and wait for your party. And so people are throughout the, you know, they had to escort us through the airport. It was crazy. We go beat Jacksonville, and there are 40,000 people waiting for us at Nissan Stadium. There's no week off. We have to turn around the next day and go right to Atlanta. We get off the plane, and I get on the national news because I'm walking behind Steve McNair coming off the plane. I didn't know that. I would have dressed better. But it was cool because I'm saying this is, you know, I'm some guy from Franklin, and now I'm going – because you always see the shots of the teams. To this day, getting off the plane, headed to the air, you know, headed to the Super Bowl site, whatever. The Super Bowl happens. It doesn't go our way. We get back, and Nashville has a parade that's bigger than St. Louis's winning parade. I mean, the whole scenario was just this crazy, almost like a fever dream. But I can remember so many moments so vividly throughout all of it.
And then it ends with 1 yard short.
Yeah, and it's the same guy. I mean, the literary nature, the poetic nature of the fact that the guy who scores on the miracle play ends up, you know, a half yard short. And how it impacts Kevin Dyson's life, you know, what we've seen him go on to do with his incredible life and what he continues to do. And, you know, the whole thing is there's so many stories within the stories that just continue to evolve from all of it. I mean, it's a tremendous memory. It really sort of seared the NFL into people's hearts. Not just in Nashville, not just in Middle Tennessee, but throughout the region. You know, people throughout the region got so excited. And I met somebody last week from Western Kentucky, and they said, hey, you know, I was a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan, and everybody in Western Kentucky is a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan, but we weren't Rams fans. We were Titans fans.
Right.
And to think about that, I mean, that is just that's just really a neat thing to keep in mind.
I think it's great. Mike, you're one of our favorite people, man, and I know you're so busy, and thank you for taking time today to come out and be with us.
I have one more question that I want to sure. I want to throw in there.
Yes, you know, I love Joe's book. I'm already reading it. Yes.
It's a good You know, in the written and unwritten rules of broadcasting, the color man, the color analyst generally is asked to lay out during
right.
the play-by-play. But Pat's call of he's got something, he's got it, was so organic on mm-hmm. top of you calling the play that I just think it makes the whole thing come together. But how were you able to kind of stay focused? Because, like, I can get sometimes, you know, somebody else chimes in, it might throw you off. So how were you able to kind of stay focused on watching Dyson and calling the rest of the play?
You know, Pat and I had worked together for a long time in Knoxville. We had done radio and TV together. So we had a nice, you know, sort of balance together about different things. And Pat would yell over me on punt return calls when we were doing Anderson County against Halls. And he'd talk over me on talk shows. So I guess the honest, and I love Pat Ryan so much, I was used to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't affect me at that point because, like I said, we had done things together for 7 years. And the other part of it, too, to your point, that I think is just great, is Pat saw it open up the minute Kevin caught the ball. When the call is synced to the play, that is not what was happening. It hasn't been affected to sync with the play. That's literally as it happened. That's one of the most incredible things in broadcasting I've ever seen by a color analyst. And it's one of the reasons that I always believe Pat's part of it is easily the best. And it's also the reason most people walk up to me when they talk about the miracle play and they say, he's got something, he's got something. And I say, that was the other guy. But I totally respect and understand why they do.
Well, I always say it's a miracle. The Titans have pulled a miracle. So that's the one I go with. And, yes, as a 12-year-old, I heard that call, and much like John Ward was to you, Mike, you are to me. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the friendship we've developed over the years, and thanks so much for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, I decided in that very moment, anytime anybody wants to talk about that, no matter where I am or what I'm doing or what's happening, I'm so blessed that I was there. I'll talk about it anytime. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy basketball season, and we'll talk soon.
We'll see you in March for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Bye-bye. Keith, voice of the Vols, talking about the Music City Miracle and
Great.
One of our favorites.
Just – sit back and listen, man.
Yep.
Let him tell the story.
Absolutely. We'll shift gears. We'll talk a little hockey with Greg Wyshynski coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.